This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Lord, receive mercy. Thank you because you're over us. You're over us, Jesus. Your Spirit is over us. And the Father is over us. Thank you because you're over us. We are under you. We are under you, Jesus. Jesus, you are sitting over us. You are seated with your Father over us, and the Holy Ghost is over us. Thank you for guidance. Thank you for your angel. Thank you for Michael, the angel of Jesus, ministering the things of the Father and God to us. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to you, Son of God. 1 Peter chapter 1, from verse 2. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Elect. To be elect is to be chosen. Everyone have an election. The elect of God, there is an election and calling over you. There is an election and calling over you. And because of that election and calling, where your election is, your election is not from here. Your election is from above. Your election is from heights. Your calling is not from here. And so, this church of Hebrew that Peter was writing to, he called them elect. And it's not only Peter that called Hebrew church, because the people that he called elect here are believers that are scattered through Pontius, through Galatia, through Cappadocia, and through Asia and Bithynia. So he called them elect. Also, when you see Apostle John in 2 John and 3 John, he called a church the elect lady. Everybody has election. Not everybody we respond to the election. Everybody has election and calling of God. Everybody, upon every soul that came to the earth, you have the calling and the election of God. But you may not respond to the election of God. You might not do anything about it. And to do election of God is beyond, I'm careful with my word, is beyond giving your life to Jesus. And it's beyond you being filled with Holy Ghost. It's beyond you going to church and attending church meeting. To fulfill your election is to cause your soul to appear before the throne of God. That is your election. Your election is connected to the throne of God. Because where your election and your calling came from, it came from the throne of God. Your calling is before the world was formed. Before they created the heavens and the earth, you were called. They call your election, your calling, they call it foreknowledge. They call it in Romans 8, predestined. So your election, your calling is attached to two things. Foreknowledge, the person that knew you before you were born. Your election also, we are predestined. Your election, your calling are two distinct. And so, and if your election, your calling was before the war with heaven and earth, the only thing that existed before heaven and earth was the throne of God. So where the cancer that brought out your election, your calling, where it came out from? It came out from beings on the throne. And you can see the quality of the election and your calling from the pedigree that it came out from. Yes, sir. So if your calling and election does not come out when you were born here, it's not until when you were born here that he started calling you and electing you. The thing came out before God made the heaven and the earth. Because of your election and your calling, it determined the kind of skin you should wear. Because of the election and your calling, it determined the kind of a nation you should be born into. Because what determined that is after the counsel of his will. His will, and that will was the will that proceeded from the throne. So before heaven were determined, before earth we are turned, that your election, your calling came out from the entity on the throne. To be on the throne can never be on the throne if you are not very, very high. The throne of God is not a Nigerian citadel of government. That was not how you were determined. What determined the throne of God? We read it. The throne of God, he said, the scepter of your kingdom is righteousness. Also, he said in the book of Jeremiah and book of Psalm, what established the throne of God is righteousness and judgment. So we can see that what informed your election, or let me use the word, the brain behind. Every car has the brain box. Brain box is just a small tiny thing. Just a small tiny thing is on the top of the bonnet like this, just one corner like that. If you want to render a car useless, just go and remove the brain box and take it away. Because brain box simply means it is on there, that brain box is what informs the full light. If you try to run your light from your this inside, even if the common fuse of the brain box cut, the full light will not come on. Sometimes they have to change different fuse. So the brain behind your calling and election is the throne. Your election, your calling is the brainchild of the throne. If you do not respond to your election and the throne of God, it is not heaven you are disappointed. What you are disappointed is the throne of God. Because in fulfilling your calling and coming to the fullness of the foreknowledge of God and the predestination of God for your life, you should be in sync. You should fully sync. And the throne of God is not here on earth. Where the least place the throne of God was prepared was in heaven. The least place where they brought the throne to come and prepare. They prepared the throne. The throne of God is higher than the present heavens. Before, because I told you, I said that your calling, your election is predestined. And your predestination is before the creation of anything. And I said, the only thing that was not created was the throne of God. God and his throne are one. The way God is not created being, God's throne is also not created. Heaven was created. Heaven was made. But God and his throne are together. And so what conceived your election and your calling is the throne of God. So I need you to have this understanding for you to know how special you are. I want you to know how important you are to God's heart. Why? Something may be deceiving you about you don't have a job. Why something may be deceiving that you don't have a shoe? Why something is telling you that you only have 7 clothes? And why something is telling you that you have not built your house? And why something is telling you that your money does not look right? Why something is telling you that you are not married? Where you have different things bombarding your mind and your heart? I want you to know that you have something hanging that your thoughts, what conceive you, where you came out from? You came out from the intelligence of the throne. That's why God does not play with his election and his calling. And that's why there's a severe punishment to anybody that in his lifetime happened to Either two ways, two people. There are people that you got to know about your calling and your election that is in God, that God did it for knowledge which you are predestined to, and you play with it. There's going to be a dear consequences. Even if at a venture you live on earth and you attended church, became born again, ignorant you did not know it, you are still going to have tears and weeping when you get to heaven. Many saints in heaven are crying as I'm talking to you. And why are they crying? They're not crying because they left their children on earth. Your dad and your mommy, your brother that left you, that they went up to heaven and they are heaven, they are not crying because they left you. Leaving you, they are excited that they left us. No saint that left this earth that is mourning that he left us. Because to them, when they look on the earth and the people on the earth, they have sympathy on us. Because what you will call common thing on heaven cannot be compared with the beauty, higher beauty on earth. No matter the landscape and the way, the topology of those planets that is on earth. So if that you know about it and you did not respond to your election and the calling of God, that God conceived, that the throne of God conceived before they make the heaven and the earth, you are going to seriously regret it. Then those Christians that they became born again, but they did not have opportunity to come to even hear about it. All what they knew about it is that let me born again and go to heaven. It is all what they know about what they think Christianity is all about. Let me just do it. And by the time they get to heaven, they will bite their tongue. They were wiping out tears in the faces of the people. People still have tears. You say, what campaigns people so much that they will still be having tears? Because as Revelation 21, heaven and earth has passed away. The present heavens of angels and the earth. As Revelation 21, they passed away. As Revelation 22, they have brought in a new heaven and a new earth. And they have introduced the new Jerusalem. New Jerusalem, the only city, was not just Lagos. It's not a physical city. What's considered that city? We are a people. And when nations of them that were saved saw those people that came out of God, out of heaven, they came out of God, out of heaven, they began to weep. Yes, meaning, this is my destiny. That this thing was not an exclusive privilege to Jerusalem company, the Holy City company. I also had that same thing that they became. I also had that same election. I had that calling. And the pity and the painful thing about that city is that they will not allow them to even enter to have a glimpse into it. So they did not shut the gates of that Jerusalem. They said the gates of the Jerusalem shall be open continually. But they will not have permit. Imagine you see a people. You want to enter into their confluence, but they don't give you permission to enter. There's nothing as painful. And you know that what they are and who they are. I'm very deliberate in my word. I say what they are and who they are. Because the first thing about God's election and dealing is what? Before who? When they ask that question in Psalm, what is man? Not who is man. It's what? What does what made up a man? And it's not only David that cried it in Psalm 8. Paul, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, also said it. For no man know what is in the man. No man know what. No man know what. No, for what man knoweth the things of a man? For what? What? Not who? What man knoweth? What is in a man? Save the spirit of that man which is in him. So, first question is what? Before you ask the question, who? Because it is what made up a man that determine who he is. It is what determine who. If what, and if you mention what attains, that what determine who. So your election, your calling is born out. It was conceived out of the throne of God to tell you that you are wonderfully and fearfully made. That you have some disease in your body does not deter your calling and your election in God. That you are born to a poorest country and most corrupt country should never be a factor to be considered when you have to do with your election, your calling. Because what made up your calling has nothing to do with the presence. The present is owned by a rebel order of authority called the devil and his fallen angel. God make sure that your calling and your election in God are smart anything that can be done on earth. Because God is unknown in his own science. He knew that the earth will enter to corruption. He knew that the earth will fall under the body of corruption. So God made sure that where they stem at your calling, where your calling came out from, is superior than anything of the present. So this is very, very important for you to know that there's no any legitimacy. There's no any grant or justification why you should not respond to the calling and election of God for your life. I don't have any other purpose under the sun. I don't have any other business doing under the sun. If all what I use my earthly pursuit under the sun to do is to attain a natural best estate, I have done more harm to myself than good. Why God is not challenged concerning our natural stability and our natural comfort, natural succor and support and prosperity, but is much more interested in we responding to what he has in his heart before he made the heaven and the earth and before he made you. God is unchanging. That is part of why they anchor your calling and your election. It's unchanging. It's anchored on unchanging nature of God. It's anchored on unchanging nature of God that I'm interested in making every provision and resources available for you to realize your calling and your election. Even if you will take one of the Godhead to become man and be born like a baby and grow up, so that you can become what I have in mind, I will do it. God has gone to every extent to make sure that becomes a reality. So you can see that there's nobody that will see God, if you happen to see him, that you will, although not everybody will see God. Because not everybody will see God. I'm talking about not everybody. To see God is an exclusive privilege. If it's not easy for you to see your woman president that can sleep tomorrow and wake up. One thing that I am passionate about, I don't want to get to heaven and I cannot see God. Because many people will get to heaven and they can't see God. Because God is not a thing you can just meet on the road like your schoolmate, your classmate that after you've not seen yourself for 30 years, then maybe there's one reunion. Maybe there's no even reunion. It does not attend reunion. You happen to be walking on the social market and just jump and say, do I know you? God is not like that. God is a class.
Yes, sir.
God is a class. God, you see, you think that man has class here? You know, people look for class. You need to become spiritual to know that class in carnal realm and natural realm is nothing.
Yeah.
When you want to know class, you need to move up.
Yeah.
Where you go, where you will see class.
Yeah.
When people are celebrating class here, they are celebrating vanity.
Yeah.
It's celebrating nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. When if you want to know what they call class, become spiritual. That's when you will see where God calibrates things. Things that are unseen are more classic than things that are seen. Because everything that people call class here, they fade. It used to be G-Wagon, used to be a classic car in those days. When G-Wagon entered where it was, it used to be that car, G-Wagon. Everybody was interested in buying G-Wagon. But nowadays, now, it's on the streets. If you get to Dubai, they use it to carry Kabu Kabu for everybody. Is that why you want to? And a man can think that. In those days when I was growing up, that's what they call V-boot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But if they dash you and you don't even take it.
Hey.
So I'm just trying to tell us that. And what God has called you for and the lesson of God concerning you is a thing that predicted to eternity. So we need to first of all settle that. So that you can have a better orientation how to give yourself to that pursuit. So we should only have one singular pursuit on earth. While we are trying to marry, while we are trying to have children, while we are trying to do our career, while we are trying, you must know that that is not your primary duty on earth. Your duty is to make your calling and your election sure.
Yes, sir.
And why must you make it sure? Romans chapter 8. For those if for new, say for those if for new. So you can see, before I formed thee, I knew thee. So what was talking about here was is for knowledge. Before that came for out of the mother's womb, I sanctified thee, I ordained thee a prophet to the nation. First Peter 1:1-2, everybody. He elect according to what? The foreknowledge of God the Father. True sanctification of the Spirit. Go back to that Jeremiah. See it again. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew that foreknowledge. Before that came for the womb, I sanctify you. What does it mean to sanctify? To set something apart. What does it mean to set something apart? To put it in a class. To put something in a class. So that's why your election, your calling did not start in the New Testament. Can you see Jeremiah, the Old Testament person? They said they formed, before they formed, they knew him for his own. And before he came out from the mother womb, they set him apart, sanctify him. So for knowledge and predestination is not only for Christian people. It was a program that God has ordained before the creation,
yes,
before he made the heaven and the earth.
Yes, sir.
You know, don't mind the globalists that are interested to regulate the number of people on earth.
Yes,
they say why they must regulate the number of people on earth is because there's not enough water. I say, shut up, shut up. I tell them, shut up. Even if you are 1 trillion, there's enough water for us all to drink.
Yes, sir.
The way God made creation, God made creation to self-generate himself.
Yes, sir.
Our liver generates by himself.
Wow.
He said, even if you cut liver up, so long as it's still a root, it will generate. He said, liver grows. So when God made things, the nature of creation, that God put things to generate himself.
Yes, sir.
So when people are talking, and it's not only liver that can generate, water can generate.
Yeah.
That's why they call some fountains. You can drink all the water of the fountain. By the time you come tomorrow, don't you have a well? When you finish drinking all the well, and tomorrow, that's like, where this one came from.
Yeah.
The water that's buried inside is more than the one on the sea.
Yeah.
The water that we are not seeing, that is under, is more than the sea, the water that the ship is riding upon.
Yes,
there are more water under than water that we are seeing. So we have some, the globalists are trying to control, okay? So they are doing different things. They are trying to do different bets. They are giving different kind of vaccine to reduce the number of population of people on earth because they feel that they can manage the number of men. They don't know. God knows how many number of people that must come on the earth.
Yes,
before you are formed, I knew thee.
Yes, sir.
I did not only knew thee. Before you came out of the mother's womb, I sanctify you. You see, apostles, they were instructed to write by the vision of the prophets. Right. Prophetic writing is breath of salvation. So what Jeremiah said was what Peter began to talk about. He let according. So though Jeremiah did not call that process as election, but Paul, because in the Old Testament, the truth of God is concealed. In the New Testament, they are revealed. So what Jeremiah was saying, that before you were formed, your mother, I knew you. Before you came out of your mother's womb, I sanctified you. That thing means that Jeremiah, you are elect. Jeremiah, you are chosen. Jeremiah, you are called. There's a call hanging on your head. Either you know it, either you accept it, or you refuse it. That is for you. But if you deny what I have preordained you, what I predestined you for, you choose not to go in that direction, be ready for the consequence that come with it. So Peter, by the reason of the wisdom, like what Peter make mention in 2 Peter chapter 3, he said, but the wisdom which God gave our brother Paul, that in all his epistles. So what Jeremiah could not purely articulate, Peter articulated, that for you to have foreknowledge, I forgot to have foreknowledge of you, and to sanctify you is an election. So that experience that is described here is not only Jeremiah that experience. Also, Jacob also had that experience. That was the argument of Paul. This was Peter. That was the argument of Paul also concerning Esau and Jacob in Romans chapter 9. He called it that the election of grace might stand. So you can see, look at how Paul, because I told you something, I said, your election, your calling is conceived from the throne before heaven and earth we are named. So look at how Peter, so we have read the account of Peter, and I said that Peter must have been referencing Jeremiah. So let's read the account of Paul to Jacob and Esau. Look at it. Not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. What does it communicate to us? That means that God gives you purpose. It's not your talent and your gifts. People say, my purpose, my purpose, my purpose, my purpose. So Paul made us to see here that purpose is attached to your predestination.
Yes, sir.
That any purpose that is, if you have purposes and you didn't connect it back to how they conceive you before the throne, before the heaven and earth, you have done despise to yourself. Not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither have done any good or bad. So what determines your purpose is not whether good I have done. Oh, why do you think my life is like this? Because I was giving birth to heart of wedlock. Oh, reason why I turn out to be like this is because they say before any evil was done, God has determined your purpose in life. So evil or good that is done to you or that is happened to you is not a determinant. And why did God do that? Because when you read this, eventually say, oh man, you are inexcusable.
Yes.
They attack that thought to inexcusability that you don't have excuse.
Yes, sir.
You don't have excuse. They attach it to it. That Romans 8, look at it. For the children be not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God. So you can see that your election is the purpose of God.
Yes, sir.
So the purpose of God, according to election, my stand. So when you say make your calling and your election sure, is that you should assess a stand by reason of fulfilling your purpose. So, but you're going to imagine many people that will not make the purpose of God to stand in their life. Because of pressure of life. Because of people's opinion. Because of second guessing themselves. Sometimes because of troubles of life. Some people, because of denial, think that they are. So sometimes Satan will do everything possible to put many things around you so that you will not be interested in the purpose that's according to the election of God. The purpose of God, according to the election, might stand not of works, but of him that calleth. So they said that election and purpose of God is connected to he that calleth you. So God called you. It's not only for something that God called. This calling is not calling to ministry. This calling is not calling to be a singer. This calling is a calling for the purpose of God. So here, there's a purpose of God that is attached to election, and election is responsible for your calling. So make your calling and election sure. Then another place called that calling and election, he called it the gift and the calling of God. So say the gift. So what he called the gift of God there is not my gift is to be a singer. Yahoo! That's what they're talking about. The gift, that means when you are responding to your calling, you are going to be receiving different gifts. And the gifts are persons. The first gift you receive the gift of the person of Holy Ghost. You are going to receive the gift of the person of Christ. And you are going to receive the gift of the person of the Father. Those are the gifts that are attached to your calling. The calling is one calling, but there are gifts. That in fulfilling the purpose of God, you are going to be receiving gifts. Your gift is like, in trying to become a doctor, they mark you and you are crossing milestones. And at every milestone, they give you an award. So in fulfilling your calling, in trying to make your calling sure, you're going to be taking some gifts as major milestones in your journey towards the calling and the election of God that's according to the purpose. You are going to receive gifts at major milestone as you are trying to respond to the calling and election of God that's according to the purpose of God. Because what is center is the purpose of God. So, for the children be not yet born, neither have they done any good, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of words, but of him that calleth. So, it's glaring that we can bring out some major salient matter from here. Purpose of God, election, and calling. And they said the calling is not of works, but of him that calleth. But it was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it's written, Jacob I find love, but Esau I find hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. So you can see, what were they describing there when God said, Jacob I find love, Esau I find hated? What are they talking about that, God's people? They are talking about the foreknowledge of God. It's not that God said, I love Esau, because they have not done good, they have not done evil. Paul was trying to talk about the foreknowledge of God. He's not addressing the predestination of God. It was his foreknowledge that God knew what Esau would be choosing. God knew that what? Esau would be choosing. God knew the choices of Esau. He knows that he's going to be making some decisions. And by reason, because he has foreknowledge of it, it's omniscience. And those choices and those elections will not show a man that is responding to the calling and election of God. It's not going to show a man that is journeying towards the purpose of God. Those choices and those elections are not gravitated towards the purpose of God. Those choices and elections, they are detour. They are detour. He was changed, that he will change the course of his life. He will not stand while the purpose and the election of God was, according to God's purpose, he's supposed to make it to stand, according to Jeremiah. But he will not be able to stand. There will be a delay. Because God knows it. And God makes sure that Esau will not have excuses. God makes sure that every natural edge Esau should have, God made sure he gave to Esau and made sure that peradventure he will come to realization that I have a better head. So God made sure that Esau is the first child. God made sure that Esau is loved by Isaac more than Jacob. God made sure that Esau has hairy ears. Either things working for you in the natural. Oftentimes, it's not because you are more holier. God know the kind of your soul. And God know that if you do not allow something to work for you, you will may have a justification not to pursue your calling and your election. And you, there may be things in the physical and not, they are not together. But God know that another brother, he can't avoid you to come from a broken marriage because you may use that opportunity to run riotous life. They will make sure that your parents and they stay together. Therefore, they have every right to separate, but they make sure they stay. Because if what we make them to stay together is that your mom should have her own money, they will give your mother your own money because of your soul. There's a wisdom, that wisdom of Romans says, that God election and purpose. And so you can look at your life the way your life have designed and look at me, I wish I have a better life than this person. But why they allow some of those better things for that individual? It's because they want to make sure that election is fulfilled. They want to make sure that it covers some ground that may be an excuse for that soul. But you, because they know your soul, like Jacob. In fact, when you look at Jacob, Jacob was a supplanter. Right from the womb, he heard to the hail of his brother. Jacob to realize that, God, the way you deal with this, my brother, you see, you they give and things where me I no get to. Let me quickly hold on to this one. I think the way and where have you hold on to make I hold on to now. Because it seems that you want to make me first, second bomb. I don't have enough air around me. Not at my head. Yeah. So there was a lot of things that Esau was holding for. But the beauty of it all is that God knew what was in Esau. And God wants to make sure that Esau will not have an excuse, or Esau will not have reasons why he will not walk in the calling and the election of God's purpose. So God wants to make sure that Esau will not have that. And it's not only Esau that they gave that opportunity to, they also helped Jacob. You see, when you see the way Jacob's frame was designed, it was also helped for Jacob. Jacob is a person that does not give excuse why he should not have a thing. From his womb, he's a person that is very, very interested in God's purpose. How he managed to come into that is only God that knows. But I want to believe that there are likely things on his inside that, by the reason of God's calling and election, that began to, he had an inner sense by help of the Spirit to know that I want what God has prepared for me. Because how will a young people growing up and saying, "Send me your best right," is not a thing people ask for. Send me your best right. Because to Esau, Esau said, "What does that mean to me? I'm famished. I'm about to die. You are asking for best right." Same just that best right, just that you are, they gave it to me first. We are two. We came back to say, "But I came out first." Then you want to say that you are the one that came out for. Oh, take it. Let me eat first before this who came out for. Who came out for? But known to Esau that Jacob was bargaining for the promise. Unknown to Esau that there is about to be a transfer. Because the one that our birthright will be under the trail of God. God will trail you. God or the promise trail a man that has the birthright. The promise has its own sense. It is a being with the birthright that the promise went to trail. Where is that thing? Because there are countless number of people on earth. The promise only search out those who have the birthright. Though everybody has a con of God and the election of God upon their life, if they are not born, if they don't expect new births, they will not connect to the calling of God. Because it is those who are the birthrights that can connect to the calling and election of God's purpose. So that's why birthright is not an end. Yeah. Birthright is just that there will not be the tracking. They will be able to track you without the birthright. That was Esau, was not aware of that. So in Peter, he let according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, to the sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. Grace unto you, peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundance has begotten us again. But your being born again is to connect you to your calling and election of the purpose of God. Don't celebrate your born again experience. Don't celebrate being filled with the Holy Ghost until you are seeing your election and your calling, which is the unveiling of the purpose of God for you. So he connected election and your separation to that. For that thing to become, you must do obedience. Then you must undergo the sprinkling of the blood. And when you have done that, grace, peace multiply, and that will only happen if you are begotten again. Unto, you have to be born into a lively hope. That was lively hope, a living hope. Living hope simply means if a man is not yet born again or being begotten of God, you will be preoccupied with hope of men that are only here. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. If in this world alone we have hope, you can be born again. Hope in Christ. If what is hope? Hope is a future. What's hope? Hope is expectation. What's hope? Hope is a desire. What's hope? Hope is a purpose. If in this world alone, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, so you can be born again, but you have not obtained abundant mercy, so that you can start discovering the calling and the election of God according to the purpose of God. They say, you shall be of no man miserable. That means you are going to spend your life on earth looking for purpose. You are born again, no? You have the Holy Ghost, you speak in tongues, you go to church. But what you see as hope are not things that are living. But it's what they call living hope. Hope that is living. That life you're living hope. And living hope is not just dying and going to heaven to walk on the seat of God. Living hope is connected to finding a purpose for living that God has prescribed before he made the heaven and the earth, where you are still on earth. Jesus was teaching. He said, for I say, I am the God of Abraham, I am the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. You know, say, for God is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. He said, for every man, for they liveth unto God. For all liveth unto him. That means Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they lived unto him. What's the same there? God. Because God is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Can you live unto God? Live unto God. Peter described that live unto God. For as much them as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. So to live unto God is to live for the will of God. What's the will of God? Purpose of God. To live according to the purpose of God. To live according to the purpose of God. And that purpose of God is purpose of God according to election. Election. What are being predestinated and with foreknowledge of God. God's people, I want us to determine that we are going to fulfill the calling of God upon our lives and the election of God upon our life. Don't let what's happened to you on earth deter you from it. Don't let Nigerian politicians steal this from you. They can steal your money and steal your natural resources for your country. But don't let any politician take this from you. Or because of the way your nation is going, you can become angry and step out from God's ordination for you. Many people have japa. Why God is not the one that told them to japa? They have spent detour. Like Esau. They make decision based on the present distress, not according to the habit of the Father. When you do that, you have entered one chance. Or you will enter one chance in Jesus' name. And if you're on one chance, I pray for you this day by reason of the calling of God and the mercy of Jesus. Like what happened to Jonah, that they will cause a wide wind to make you unsettled. Stop will cause wide wind to stop you on that your journey. Yeah. That you will live for God. Yeah. I say you will live for God. Yeah. I say you will live for God. Yeah. Your calling and your election according to divine purpose. I say you will do it. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. You will not just be a mere man. To be a member is more than that you are using a new car, 2026 G-Wagon. You can be using G-Wagon, you are just a mere man. Simple malaria, we can kill you with all your money. Because death is not a threat to a believer. Paul said it. For me to live is Christ. To die is gay. When you do God's purpose, death is not a threat. As you see, we know they fear death. Because when the mind is fully purpose, death is not the problem. Death is a quick way of transition from there, which is perishing, into glory. But we know God's promise that with long life will he sanctify us and show us his salvation. But one thing is very important. You don't want to be wretched. If you don't find your calling and relationship of God upon your life, you are a wretched man. I don't care how many paper you gather as Pan Stanley. I pity you. For the life of a man does not consist in abundance of what he possesses. What did I say, church?
The life of a man does not consist in the abundance of things he possesses.
What he possesses. That's not what determines your life.
Yes, sir.
What determines your life is, are you marking time with God's calling and God's election upon your life? Because you will see him one day.
Yes, sir.
You are going to meet him.
Amen.
When you meet this being, your feet will shake. I'm not the one that said that. Paul said that. He said, we knowing the care of God, we persuade men. We persuade men. So that men can respond to God's calling and align with the purpose of God and measure up in their walk with God. If you are here, you are not born again, I want to encourage that you give your life to Jesus. That's the beginning, because you can't fulfill purpose without being begotten again. You are begotten again unto living hope. Why you need to be born again? Because of the living hope. There's a hope. There's expectation of God. There's a hope of God. But you will never connect that hope except you are begotten again. Unto something. Unto a living hope. The hope of the living. Glory! The hope of the living. Hope of the living. That means you don't participate in such a transaction of hope if you are not living. You don't have participate in something. Until you are living. May you obtain mercy. So if you are not born again, just make sure you give it all to Christ. Don't leave this place today and be not born again. You may not have a second chance. Or you are a born again Christian, your soul is too smart. You feel that you are better than those who are living for God. There's no enjoyment anywhere. You see, where you see me, I enjoy God. It's just your Christian is more of just association. But just the association with those who are Christians. You have not really made up your mind to live for God. It's good to live for God. What did I say, church? You live for God. Let's live for God. Let's live. Can we say, I will live for God? Can you lift up your hands?
I will live for God.
I will live my life daily to please Him. I'll be sold out to His plans and purposes. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. Honor to you, Son of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.